Welcome to the teleconference regarding the American Le Mans Series offering E85 fuel for 2008, and also the announcement that Team Corvette will be running E85 for their two-car entries, and that the E85 that will be used in the series will be cellulosic E85 provided by KL Process Design Group. We have Tom Slenica with the KL Process Design Group here as well.
Good afternoon. This is Tom Slenica, and today we're here to make a very large announcement within the world of renewable fuels and an equally large announcement within the world of motor racing.
To get started, I want to tell you a little bit about EPIC. EPIC is a nonprofit organization that is involved with the promotion of ethanol nationwide. We are the group that's behind the E's that are turning up in racetracks and on fuel dispensers across the country. We've been doing this since 2005, promoting green racing, but also promoting ethanol with fuel retailers, with government regulatory bodies, and a number of other areas just to get the word out. It's an exciting area for motorsports, working with renewable fuels. We feel that it's a very powerful demonstration of the high-performance aspects of this fuel that can be run with no compromise at all in performance. EPIC has been involved in motorsports because it is a proving ground, because it is truly where the influencers reside, car aficionados and people who are interested in motorsports are always interested in cutting-edge technologies and the best, most efficient ways to get the job done. Our research as an organization also shows that that Americans want cleaner and renewable fuels, so this is consistent with that. We've been working with the American Le Mans Series since 2007. In the 2007 season, we added E10 as the second fuel option along with clean diesel. Prior to that, second fuel was gasoline, and the switch to E10 went seamlessly, and the American Le Mans Series was the first sanctioning body to offer this street legal blend. In 2008, we are very pleased to add E85 as a third fuel option available within the series. It's a strong demonstration of the environmental benefits, the added energy independence that comes from it, and of course a boost to the American economy. E85 is truly America's flex fuel. E85, for those of you that don't know, is 85% ethanol, 15% gasoline. It's a very high-performance fuel, and it has the added benefit of reducing greenhouse gas emissions by up to 40%. EPIC is also excited in 2008 to announce its direct sponsorship of the two E85-fueled Corvette racing entries. Corvette is certainly an American icon within motorsports and also within any car fan circles out there. And E85 will give the Corvette racing team an opportunity to demonstrate the performance on track with the benefit of reducing the impact on the environment as well. And it also takes another step in showing GM's commitment to renewable fuels and flex fuel vehicles. I just wanted to state as well the beauty of this announcement is that E85 is not a fuel that's unavailable. It's not pie in the sky. It's not years down the road. We actually have over 6 million flex fuel vehicles on the road today and over 1,400 E85 pumps. And with the renewable fuel standard being passed, both those numbers will grow. And it's important for people to understand out there that their fuel choices have consequences. So when they pull up to the pump, we want them to think about the consequences of the fuels that they're burning and choose a fuel that has a greater benefit. As a nation, we can't afford a business-as-usual approach anymore. The stakes are too high. So we feel that E85 being right here, right now, is the perfect fuel, not only for the American Le Mans Series, but for today's American. I want to turn this over now to Tom Slenica, Again, he is the VP of Business Development for KL Process Design Group.
Good afternoon, and thank you, Reese. KL Process Design Group is a small build design firm who has been working in the ethanol industry since 2002. Since 2002, we have created several ethanol plants, including retrofits to a few that have made them more energy efficient. We are also working on new water technologies to reduce the amount of water needs that a corn to ethanol plant needs. In about 2002, we also started to work on cellulosic ethanol in combination with local universities in the South Dakota area, most namely the South Dakota School of Mines. Research began on what exactly it would take to remove the sugars from cellulose-based materials such as softwoods like ponderosa pine. Through our engineering and research development, we took a path that would allow us to remove these sugars without the use of any caustic chemicals or acids, thus creating an ethanol product that is much easier to process at the plant and has a much smaller environmental footprint. In November of last year, our demonstration plant was mostly completed and test runs began. And late in January of this year, of 2008, the plant came online and started producing its first gallons of cellulosic ethanol. The process is certainly new, and at our plant in Upton, Wyoming, which is the location of this demonstration plant, we are doing test runs to perfect the process at the plant. The plant is designed to run commercially at 1.5 million gallons annually, and because it is a smaller commercial size plant or a commercial slash demonstration level plant, we are able to bring the plant on and offline in a cost-effective fashion in order to test new and differing processes and base materials. The base material that the cellulosic plant is using today is, again, ponderosa pine collected from the forest floor in and around the Black Hills National Forest. What's key about this is that this material would otherwise be composted in landfills or simply burned, creating more pollution into the air and also creating a higher risk of forest fires. In the Black Hills National Forest, it's one of the few national forests where the collection of the underbrush is allowed, and they have dramatically reduced their incidence of forest fire in that area because of that. But biomass exists everywhere across the country, and this plant process will allow us to use everything from waste cardboard to tree trimmings collected in urban areas on through wood waste that is currently built up at sawmills and other wood manufacturing facilities. The reason that we brought this revolutionary fuel and the very first very valuable gallons of this fuel to the American Le Mans series was to again demonstrate the power that this fuel has at home with every consumer. Because the American Le Mans series cars are the closest to production style cars in the world of racing, the relevancy of performance here is immediate and direct to that of consumers. The Corvettes that will be racing around the tracks at the American Le Mans series this year running on E85, and more namely cellulosic E85, is a direct correlation to what we hope will occur in the next few years of cellulosic ethanol running in every flex fuel vehicle across the country. We couldn't be more excited about being here today and making this announcement, not only that the fact that our plant is up and running, but that we have a supply contract of such notoriety.